This is Music in Motion,
a podcast looking at how music moves us through our lives.
Forward, backward, and everywhere in between.
Produced by the crew at Kilo FM and KRXB FM in Colorado Springs.
Subscribe to the series to follow along as we journey through the music of our lives.
What's up? I'm Sean.
I'm Kate.
And in this episode, we're going to talk about our 2020 playlist. We've been building this playlist, Kate, since a bit pre-2020, and it's been interesting to watch it move and flow. Am I right?
Yeah. What a time.
What a time
to be alive.
Exactly.
Pre-2020. And in this episode, we're going to actually kind of break it down into four different stages of our 2020.
Kate, I feel like we have four levels of pandemic reflected in this playlist, which, by the way, you can get to the playlist here if you follow the links attached. We have pre-pandemic hope, early pandemic despair, mid-pandemic frustration, injustice, and late, maybe, current. As we're rolling into fall, looking to the future, right?
Yeah.
Which could almost be hope all over again. I don't know.
With these four stages, you can really pinpoint songs that we added to the playlist. And they really reflect what we personally were going through at the time. But I think anybody can do this and kind of use music to describe their year. This is like a music time capsule is what it is.
That's really what it feels like. And I encourage you listening to this podcast to maybe go through your own playlists, your own music library that you have, and see what you've done with it, you know, through this time. Because maybe you're not really thinking about it, but that reflection is there.
Yeah, it's easy to pinpoint. I think if we go back to the very beginning of the year, January 2020.
I'm looking at it right now. There's several of us that have contributed. Each week we would contribute a song to this playlist and build it up and tag the artists, get it out on socials. A lot of it is new music, some music that was just our emotions at that time that maybe isn't so new. I know early on I was listening to a lot of Lizzo, end of 2019 into early 2020. And Lizzo is not only just major, but she's inspiring. Right.
Mm-hmm. And so that falls into the hope.
Correct.
Kind of stage.
Correct.
Which we didn't know what was coming at the time, which is interesting.
What about for you? Like, what's an artist or song that stands out for that early?
I have a couple in our stage of hope. My Chemical Romance is on here. The Format is on here. Those are two bands that at the very beginning of the year, both reunited and both had shows coming up in 2020. And so I was really excited about those two, you know, My Chemical Romance being so huge, and we never thought that would happen again. Never thought that would happen again. At the time, you know, they had already reunited, but this was in January when they announced that full tour. Mm-hmm. And we were like, you know, we were also jealous of the people that saw them in that reunion show, but then we're like, oh, mm-hmm. we could actually see them now. The Format, another band that's Nate Roos's band before Fun. I absolutely love them. And another band I never thought would get back together.
Yeah.
He's doing fine with his other projects.
Yes.
But they got back together in 2020. They were going to do some reunion shows, and I figured that was going to spawn some more stuff. So that is where I was in 2020, at the beginning of 2020, just kind of celebrating that exciting stuff that was shaping up for the year.
And that's kind of like in January is sort of a rebirth in the music industry or an awakening, because it kind of sleeps, you know, through the holidays. So January is when a lot of festivals start getting announced, concerts start getting announced, new albums on the way for spring.
We get over all our holiday hangovers.
Exactly.
We're like, let's get back to work.
Shake it off, jump back in. And so, yeah, we were really pumped for a lot of the big tours that were announced and festivals that were getting announced. And also, we were looking forward to heading to a music industry conference in Las Vegas towards the end of February as well. All right, so Kate, we had this awesome trip to look forward to at the end of February, going to Las Vegas. We were going to see some showcases, some bands that we were excited about, see people from the industry, just really pumped, right? Do you remember one artist you were so excited to see at this conference that we were going to? Hashtag happens is what it's called.
Yes, Des Rocks. Des Rocks is an artist I got introduced to like a year before, and mm-hmm. I listened to, you know, a little bit of what he had out there. Then when we knew we were going to this conference in Vegas, we knew he was going to be part of one of the showcases. And the whole point of the showcase is to introduce you to, you know, these artists that you don't know yet. But he showed up on one of the bills and I was like, seriously? So instead of a showcase for me, it was like a show, right? Mm-hmm. And so looking into our playlist, yeah, right before we went to Vegas, Des Rocks, Used to the Darkness is on here. He's a super cool musician from New York. He's kind of
He reminds me of Bruce Springsteen a lot, but with like a modern edge, obviously. But he really has an old school rock and roll feel.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's on here. I was excited to see him. Arrested Youth is another one. They were both on the kickoff party and they were both bands that I knew. That's what made it kind of funny is it's supposed to be like a showcase and everybody is just standing there watching the band, right? Kind of soaking it in, judging all that. I was up at the front of the stage, like singing all the songs all by myself with my drink. I was like, this is not what this is, but that's what it is for me right now.
Live music, that's something that we've missed through this whole thing. And I do believe that one of my big last bangers was in Las Vegas, which was one of our final nights there. Our final night there was with White Reaper, sold out show at the Bunkhouse Saloon in Las Vegas. I'm glad it kind of went out that way. I did see some shows after that when we got back here to Colorado. An amazing show, a band I'd wanted to see for quite some time. You Deserve Love. Their album came out in 2019, but to me, it's still one of my favorite albums over the past year or so that's come out. So I'm just glad that we got to experience that, even though while we were in Vegas is when coronavirus was really starting to spread, really starting to break out. Seattle, New York, and well, we felt kind of uneasy, but then nothing was happening in Las Vegas and we didn't know enough about it. So we just kind of went with it.
Yeah, we were uneasy, but it didn't keep us from doing anything different other than washing our hands more.
When was there a real realization, I should say, of coronavirus for you?
A little bit when we were in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. It was that night because, you know, right before we went out, we were talking about it. You were texting with your brother about it, but it still wasn't a concern for me quite yet.
When was your first real strong emotion of like that you remember coronavirus is here, we're in trouble, something is happening?
For me, it was the first week of March because that's when South by Southwest in Austin got canceled. That was the first major thing that they're just like, nope, we're not doing this. And if you remember, it was like the day before that they canceled it because they kept putting out these statements that like, yes, it's a concern, but just stay safe, but we can't cancel it. How could we do that? People were actually urging them online to pull the plug because people were freaking out about it. That was the first thing where I was like, that is a major event that they just. Mm-hmm. So that for me was the first realization that this is real.
I do feel like it was South by Southwest, the big cancellation. And then we started waiting for our shows, the RXP shows to start. Like, will it happen? Will it not? Local shows, statewide shows here in Colorado. And it was just like one after the other within your job. Like that's sort of what you do is monitor those concerts and stuff. And it was just cancellation after cancellation, postpone after postpone, because there was a lot of like, okay, is this going to stop spreading? Or obviously it hasn't. And we've not gone back to that.
It was crazy. I remember thinking the South by Southwest cancellation, you know, we just got to be safe throughout the weekend. Right.
Right.
Like we just got to get people away from each other for the weekend and we'll regroup next week.
Let's rethink it.
Literally that same day that South by Southwest got canceled, we went to a bar here in Colorado Springs and gave away a trip to a music festival that was happening in May.
Yeah.
That same day we were like, well, it'll be okay. It'll be all right by then.
Yeah, we were also at a big biker event where they had us out live, both of our stations, Kilo and RXP. And so that was like 2 days of being around people constantly. I remember we had like Lysol and we were spraying everything down.
Somebody walked by the table and picked up your mic, just a random person, and picked up your mic and like put it all over their mouth. You know, that's gross always. But that that day when I saw it, I was like, no.
I forgot about that.
We can't do this.
I say just stop and think about that. Everything we've talked about as you're listening to this podcast, like really reflect on that time and when you first had a realization that coronavirus is here and it's spreading and what you did and how you reacted and what it meant to you at that moment and what you were going to do with your life moving forward.
Yeah, if we look back at our playlist, so what we're in like March right now, right? So we got the Unlikely Candidates on this playlist here. That was the last show at the Black Sheep. At least at RXP was a part of it. It was our show. It was our spring fling. The weirdest thing about that was we couldn't go to it. That was the day our company said,
no more events.
You can't go to stuff. Our show was happening, but we weren't allowed to be there. It was really strange. When you asked the question to go back real quick about when our first realization of it was, I want to say it was the night before that show or either that night. It was March 12th. That was the night that Tom Hanks got it. All the sports started canceling. They suspended the NBA season. What happens at the same time in sports? I don't know. The hockey season, baseball,
I'll just
list them all, whichever I'm right.
And Hunter from White Reaper actually mentioned March 12th as being an impact date for him as well and for the band.
It was March 12th. It really was. It was my brother's birthday, actually, and I was like, all right, you're going to come pick me up for your birthday, so get ready for a six-hour road trip. You know, the writing was definitely on the wall for the weeks leading up to it. I mean, because that whole tour, I'm kind of also the designated worrier of the band, so I was keeping up with everything very closely and was just, like, annoying everyone with my pessimistic mood on things. I was like, this tour is going to get canceled. Like, we're not going to make it to New York. That show's going to be canceled. Everyone was like, just shut up. Even if it's going to happen, just quit saying it all the time. I felt redeemed a little bit whenever it happened, but at the same time, you know, not the best consolation prize.
So, Kate, we've gone now through pre-hope, heading into early pandemic, this level of what it was at that point, which is despair. What do you see on the playlist? A song you added to our playlist that you know is because of early part of the pandemic and your emotions at that time.
It's not a new song necessarily. It's by Morgan, who is an artist that I absolutely love. He has a song called A New Way. I listen to this song when I get super stressed out and anxious. It always happens in the winter, you know, that's not...
You get the blues?
Yeah, I get the blues. I get the winter blues. I always listen to that song when I get anxious, depressed. It's called A New Way by Morgan. And he literally says in the build up to the chorus, I don't want to be anxious anymore. And then he launches into this chorus that basically says, you know, there's got to be a new way of moving forward. Mm-hmm. That's my paraphrasing of it. But that was a song that was added pretty early in the pandemic because I was insanely anxious. My anxiety was just at 1,000, like everybody, because nobody knew what was going on. So that's a song when I look back, I can really pinpoint the start of that pandemic.
So we had early pandemic despair and then mid-pandemic frustration and justice. For me, one artist, one song really stands out, and that is Kenny Hoopla. This song just jumped out at me when I first heard it. It was at first being pushed to specialty indie radio shows. I don't think they expected this song to blow up the way it did, but I knew from the beginning that this was going to be my song for 2020. It's an anthem, and at the same time, there's so much emotion in it. Kenny Hoopla, his voice, his sound, everything is unlike anything we have right now or had at that time. And on top of that, he's Black and a strong young Black man, and delivering this sound and this music, it's powerful. He came out of nowhere, it feels like, making music on his own. And Kate, you had a chance to actually ask him about what it's been like to have a hit song or a song sort of blow up during this weird point in our lives in this time of year through a pandemic. And again, when we're all in despair and frustrated and feeling injustice.
I'm just super grateful because it's kind of hard for me to work right now. I'm not able to travel and, like, work on music that much. So I'm just grateful that I've been able to, like, still get, like, success and still be able to just, like, reach people and touch people because I'm, like, kind of limited right now due to quarantine. But also, yeah, it's just insane because I just wanted to always make, like, an anthemic song for, like, the world and just, like, contribute to indie rock. And any way but like effectively. So it's just crazy, like the kid in me and the me now is just always constantly freaking out.
I'm jealous you got to you've talked to Kenny Hoopla a couple of times during this whole thing, right?
I have. I talked to him at the very beginning of quarantine. It was like that first week we mm-hmm. started doing the Instagram live interviews, and he was our first one. Mm-hmm. And actually when we talked on the phone now in August, we talked about how I said, you know, hopefully soon we'll all be together and we'll see you soon. And then mm-hmm. I was like, I know I ended our conversation back in March with that same comment. Mm-hmm. And that was 5 months ago. So we'll get there someday. It's mm-hmm. funny when you mention the two stages, early pandemic despair, mid frustration, injustice, and kind of clumping them together. Mm-hmm. I think we can all agree that March was the longest month mm-hmm. of our lives.
Sure.
And then April, May, June, July, just all clumped together.
It did. And then with the death, the murder of George Floyd happening during all of this, and then this other awakening happening, this movement, Black Lives Matter, that also influenced our playlist so much. I think that just learning as well during all of this time, learning more about ourselves, about our society right now. So stop and think about the music that has been moving in your life during this time, the music you've been choosing to listen to. I know some people like to listen to feel good music that they really know from the past. For me, it's all been about new music. I don't know about you. I felt the need for it during all of this.
Well, and Kenny Hoopla said the same thing. I asked him also, what has music been like for you in 2020, just in general? And he said, it's been really refreshing.
I don't know. I feel like people are trying to make real shit. Even if people are like reaching from the past and stuff, it's just cool. Like, I haven't felt this way about music or like excited about music since I was a kid, I guess, like since before I made music. It also just might be because I'm like a newcomer in it, and it's definitely kept it alive. It's like just kept everybody sane. I feel like that's what everyone's been looking forward to, is just music. That's the way we've like all been connecting, whether it be through like conversation or through like memes. Everyone's just able to connect with one.
Kate, let's jump to looking to the future, sort of wrap things up, looking at the playlist and what we've built. What are you feeling?
Honestly, a song I cannot stop listening to is Heat Waves by Glass Animals. That's a really exciting one because Glass Animals is a band that went away for a really long time because the drummer Joe got into a really bad accident. He had to relearn how to walk, mm-hmm. write, talk, play drums again, but
it's crazy.
And they're back, and they released a new album in 2020 along with
Kate,
some kind of singles leading up to it.
Like we said, looking to the future is also kind of like hope, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of the same. For me, there's a few songs. No Go Res, No News on TV. A pandemic song for sure. Sums up our emotions, our boredom, our isolation. Biba Doobie, another female artist with Care, with a throwback sound. It sounds very 90s, sort of Riot Girl. And Nambe with Weirdo.
That only a weirdo could love someone like me.
Which is sort of a love song about if you have a partner that has been with you through all of this, you've been isolated with them, you've been, you know, holed up, and if you made it through all of this with your weirdo, then I congratulate you. And a shout out to Neon Dreams. This is a two-piece out of Canada. They have a song called Sick of Feeling Useless. It's an amazing pop song, I think, and how hard it must be to be in Canada and be an indie artist like that, making your own music, trying to get your own music down through around the world and into the United States. Like, it's not easy, and they have worked really hard and given us a great pop song.
Yeah, I think this kind of second half of the year has been really good for new music because we all realize we're in this
mm-hmm.
like we are, and it's going to be a while. So these bands are just taking this time to release really good personal music. I want to throw out Missio, Wolves. That's a great 2020 song.
Check that one out for
Missio,
sure.
Missio, Wolves, that's all about, it kind of changed meaning because it was written before 2020. Mm-hmm. But after the way 2020 has gone and everything that's happened, it's kind of taken on a new meaning. So that's another really great song that sums up this year.
I really want to challenge you listening to this podcast to challenge us as well. If you want to hit us up on our socials, comment, whatever you want to do, and let us know about music that has been influencing you through all of this. Maybe we want to add your music to our playlist, and maybe you'll turn us on to something that we haven't heard, something you want us to know about.
And I think to kind of close it out, what are you looking forward to getting back to the most?
Come on.
After this?
Come
this
on.
This is such a pandering question. Like, I
Come
don't
on.
Know the
You
answer.
Know what I'm going to say. Live music.
Yeah.
Hashtag save our stages.
How do we recreate? So here in Colorado, how do we recreate the Red Rocks experience at home? Here's what I think.
Okay.
We do like 100 lunges because you can't go to Red Rocks and climb those stairs without the next day feeling that insane leg burn.
Pour yourself a giant big beer and take $20 out of your account for no reason.
Or you could, yeah, buy a six pack and throw five of them away.
Find your favorite bands, buy their merch, support your local venues, your local stages, buy whatever they're selling, give them money, Venmo, whatever they're taking, just do it so that when this is done, we can get back to it.
We can party.
Thanks for listening to Music in Motion.
In this series, we'll cover how music moves us, influences us, and changes us.
Past, present, and future.
We hope you take this ride with us.